This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It is not my responsibility to determine whether Mr. Kavanaugh deserves to sit on the Supreme Court. My responsibility is to tell you the truth.
All right, so that was Dr. Ford, and of course, explosive testimony today, and hanging in the balance is whether or not Brett Kavanaugh will be confirmed as our next Supreme Court justice. What a crazy, crazy day. I can't emphasize that enough, and it really was about, as she said, the responsibility to tell the truth. And from his perspective, here's what Judge Kavanaugh had to say as we start here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Here's Kavanaugh. We'll get back to Kavanaugh where he talks about where he never sexually assaulted anyone. And that was one of the key pieces of testimony where he said, when he was asked about that, he said, I never did that. And he came out swinging, and he aligned himself with the president for sure. And the president said he was, he said he gave a incredible performance is what he called it. And Trump was tweeting, the president was tweeting during the hearing. Now, here's that little slice of audio from earlier in the day on Thursday, which, by the way, that hearing went for 9 hours.
I drank beer with my friends. Almost everyone did. Sometimes I had too many beers. Sometimes others did. I liked beer. I still like beer. But I did not drink beer to the point of blacking out, and I never sexually assaulted anyone.
All right, so that's what he said. That's what he emphasized when he was asked a couple of different times about that, say what you want. He didn't say what you want, but he talked about the fact that he didn't do that. And he had other moments where he talked about his yearbook when he was asked about the yearbook constantly, what was said in the yearbook and what did words mean. And he had plenty of the senators that lined up for him. Lindsey Graham came to bat for him for sure. Lindsey Graham, that's the most fiery I've ever seen him. The senator from South Carolina lashed out at the Democrats, saying that the allegations made against the judge are a sham. And he said, you know, are you a gang rapist? He screamed that out, and Kavanaugh said no. And he said, if you wanted an FBI investigation, should have come to us. He said that looking at other senators. What you want is to destroy this guy's life, hold the seat open, and hope you win in 2020. And those remarks came right after Senator Dick Durbin called for Kavanaugh to request an FBI investigation into the sexual misconduct allegations made against him. So Graham says, you know, he sympathizes with Kavanaugh and said the Democrats had no intention of even protecting Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, the first woman who came forward publicly with the sexual assault allegations. He was clear about that. He said, let me tell you, when it comes to this, you're looking for a fair process. You came to the wrong town at the wrong time, my friend. And Graham declared he would vote for Kavanaugh right then and there. He said that. And it was pretty, his frustration was pretty apparent when he gave those fiery comments after Ford's testimony with the committee concluded. And it was one of those, it was really an incredible day of watching what was trying to be uncovered, unraveled from, you know, three decades ago. And why it wasn't known, and why Senator Feinstein didn't release the information if she had the information. And Dr. Ford was asked, was she 100% certain it was Kavanaugh? And that was a question from Senator Patrick Leahy. And she said she was 100% certain, and Leahy asked his question in the context of a number of Kavanaugh supporters having proposed a theory that Ford might have actually been assaulted in the past, but was mistaken about the identity of her attacker. So it was really, it really comes down to the vote. It comes down to, is he going to be confirmed, or will he not have the votes? And it comes down to just a couple of votes that could possibly go against him, but it doesn't look that way to me. It doesn't have the feel of that at all. And there were a lot of people who were who've been in Washington for a long time, who were trying to analyze it, and they were saying, you know, both came across credible at moments. So what does that tell you? It tells you that, to me, when push comes to shove, what's going to happen is, when the vote is taken and you're only talking about one or two votes, I can't imagine that he doesn't get confirmed. I think he does. One of the things that was strange is Senator Jeff Flake didn't ask any questions in the Brett Kavanaugh hearing. So he left things kind of unclear as to what he would do, because remember, this is it for him. He's not running again. He's the Republican from Arizona. He spoke for only 1 minute and didn't say very much. All he said was she came a great difficulty for her and offered compelling testimony. You've come in and done the same. I'm sorry for what's happened to you and your family. I'm sorry for what's happened to hers. It's not a good process, but it's all we've got, and that's it. And, you know, you've got these senators that will make the decision, like I say, when they have the vote, and that vote is scheduled to take place on Friday morning, so we'll see. Flake is one of 11 Republicans on the committee, which is why he was in that hearing, and he's one of them that could maybe shrink away from the Kavanaugh nomination. He could be one of those guys that might not support Kavanaugh in a full vote. And Republicans can only lose one of their members and still have enough to vote to confirm him. So that's why it was kind of, in trying to read the tea leaves on it, it was kind of hard to figure out what was happening there. So I don't know. The answer is, you know, Kavanaugh, Ford hearing, the drama that we've seen, it's been really a wild, stormy couple of weeks, and this is just the pinnacle of it. And it was very, very political. There's no doubt about that. What we saw unfold was a lot of politics, for sure. So does Flake not vote? Does he vote in a different direction? Does he vote to have Kavanaugh, you know, to support Kavanaugh or not? But you had Kavanaugh and his accusers speaking. You had messages of support for him, against him, for her, against her. Very, very wild. And we've just scratched the surface here. We're going to dive back into that a little bit more coming up next on The Flip Side on America Tonight.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR Now at NutriMedical.com, 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining you through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Now, don't just walk away.
I'm never going to get my reputation back. My life is totally and permanently altered.
Well, Judge, don't give up.
I'm not giving up.
The American people are listening to this, and they will make their decision, and I think you'll come out on the right side of that decision.
Well, I will always be a good person and try to be a good judge.
All right, so there you go. That's Kavanaugh again talking about getting the boost of don't give up. And his word, tick tock, the clock's going. So it's just a question of, is he going to be confirmed? I think it comes down to that or not. And that was Senator John Cornyn, who was encouraging him and telling him to hang in there. And for Kavanaugh, it was a really emotional day. He talked about his daughters. He talked about that he didn't do that. He said he felt sorry for her, that kind of stuff. But look, there was protesters, counter-protesters. This is pretty much party lines, politics, 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 more than anything else. So Republicans are going to move ahead on trying to confirm him. And will that happen? I keep saying the same thing over, but we don't know. This 53-year-old judge, if he is confirmed, could be on the bench for 40 years. And, it was high drama, for sure. And he did say, you may defeat me in the final vote, but you'll never get me to quit. Never. That's what he told the Democrats, pretty much. And he said it's destroyed his family, destroyed his good name. The whole two-week effort has been calculated and orchestrated, a political hit fueled with, apparent pent-up anger about President Trump in the 2016 election. He was openly contemptuous of the Democrats and demanded, they answer questions that they asked of him. And the Republicans, who had mostly listened to Ford's testimony, defended him And really, it was more about going after the Democrats, not so much Dr. Ford. There's just counter charges and heated exchanges, and it was very different from what happened in the afternoon with Kavanaugh than what happened with Dr. Ford. And that's not a surprise, because she was the one who came forward, didn't necessarily, that wasn't what was going to happen, but then said she would come to Washington. Then there was questions about she couldn't fly on a plane, and then how could she go to these other places, and there was holes really with both of them in a couple of different areas. Who hangs in the balance? The votes. Arizona's Jeff Flake, like I mentioned. Alaska's Lisa Murkowski. Maine's Susan Collins. They're not saying anything about their plans when they were asked after the hearing. They're not answering. They weren't answering questions. Flake was asked if, you know, whether he believes Ford or not. Murkowski said that she's going to go home and have some dinner and have a chance to think about all that's gone on. So Trump said the president, Judge Kavanaugh, showed America why I nominated him. That's what he tweeted after the hearing. His testimony was powerful, honest, riveting. Democrats' search and destroy strategy is disgraceful. This process has been a total sham, an effort to delay, obstruct, and resist. The Senate must vote. And there were comparisons to what happened with Justice Clarence Thomas when his nomination was almost derailed when he was accused of sexual harassment back in 1991. Kavanaugh had some things to say, like he called it a circus, and that's what Thomas did. He said it was a circus too, and Kavanaugh called the proceedings a circus and said this confirmation process has become a national disgrace. The Constitution gives the Senate an important role in the confirmation process, but you have replaced advice and consent with search and destroy. Search and destroy. So I mentioned the three whose vote could heavily sway what happens. And, you know, I have friends on the Hill on both sides. I've talked to people who are handicapping this. And honestly, there's just a lot of speculation. There's speculation at this point. When the vote comes down, will we be surprised? I personally, if I'm handicapping this, I think he gets confirmed. I think that's what's going to happen. Let's go to Grimm. Hello, Grimm. You have the floor.
You and I are in the same boat as usual, Kate.
Yeah. Not surprised.
I think he's going to get confirmed. I think he, you know, I feel positive, especially after they announced Senator Leak said that.
Yes.
He would more than likely confirm him.
Yeah.
He was kind of a big opposition there, which kind of upsetted me because, hey, if you don't want to be part of the party, get out.
Yeah.
He's one of those types.
Yeah, you mean Flake. You mean Jeff Flake. Yeah. Yeah.
At the same token, the real damage is really to the American public and the committee that's sitting there. I mean, regardless of Kavanaugh or Mrs. Ford, now, I can't throw guilt either way. I don't see, you can't confirm that he didn't, and you can't confirm that she didn't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, that's the problem. Evidence. Yeah, where's the evidence? How do you do it? Yeah.
Well, first off, she got refuted by what would have confirmed her statements by three people that, you know, said, well, no, I can't confirm that. Now, if just one of them would have confirmed it, then you would have had burden of proof. You would have had some burden of proof there. Otherwise, there's reason to doubt on both sides, so I can't swing either way. And the real damage is really more, I think it's going to come out be more for against women and, you know, trying to come out. But the real damage is coming from that committee.
No,
everyone
totally.
Is the pot calling. calling the kettle black is what it is.
Yeah.
That's exactly what the old statement is. It's the pot calling the kettle black because Republican, Democrat, the whole doggone committee that's sitting there, they're just as guilty.
Yeah.
They lie on a daily basis. I don't care who the conspiracy's coming from. And that's the real damage. There's the real damage is, you know, our government. And,
yeah.
And if this continues, you know, it could lead down to the fall. Literally. I mean, this is how the Roman Empire went. I'm just waiting for, you know, what's his name? Nero, get up on top of a building and start playing the fiddle while it burns.
That's what it feels like, right? Yeah. Crazy.
Well, I mean, most of America, you look at the vote. We've talked about this several times. Half of the country don't even vote.
Yeah, sadly.
Not even a third really votes. You get
right.
Close to a third, but that two-thirds of the country, they don't care.
Yep.
Haven't for years.
Yep.
So, you know, they're just going to keep on going, and they'll let D.C. burn.
Yeah.
That's the ridiculous part of it, because, I don't know, Kate.
No, I agree with you. I agree. And it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous because, you know, this is our country. And so I always say this. Look, if you vote, then you can complain and whine and talk about it. If more people got involved, maybe we'd get more people that we wanted to represent us that would represent us. Maybe more people that I think could do a great job would want to be representatives. But it's so reprehensible. Who wants to walk into that lion's den? And like you said, there's so much apathy, which is so bloody sad. When we have the right to vote and we're not getting shot at when we go to the to put our votes at these precincts. So it's so depressing to me.
Maybe we can start taking the bars off the windows and the door.
There you go.
That's what I'm getting at. Maybe we can take the bars off the doors and the windows. This is the problem. It's all about attitude. It is. It's just attitude. And when you get one person that wants to jump up in your face with a stronger attitude and not, you know, try and work or anything, you got a problem.
I know.
You got a serious problem.
Hey, that was a great phone call, Grim. Thank you so much. Have a good one. Stay with us. I'm going to dive onto the other side, and I'll meet you over there. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. FBI agents investigating sexual misconduct allegations against Brett Kavanaugh. The agency has 1 week to complete the task. President Trump at a rally in coal country, Wheeling, West Virginia, mentioning his Supreme Court nominee at a patriotic Make America Great Again rally.
A vote to confirm Judge Kavanaugh is a vote to confirm one of the most accomplished legal minds of our time, a jurist with a sterling record of public service.
Then the president goes on to bash Democrats.
Honestly, the Democrats are a disgrace. They are. They're a disgrace.
And he names progressive Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, who's reportedly thinking about running in 2020.
Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren. She's considered like a conservative person. These people, they've gone crazy. They've gone loco.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Well, I'm really excited to catch up with a guy I met this summer in Charleston who's just so talented and so at ease with public speaking. As many of you know, I do the public speaking thing too and absolutely love it, and I'm sure Corey Poirier gets the same kind of questions that I get, and in fact, he did a book about it. It's this whole thing of how do you do that, and he's written a book called The Book of Public Speaking, Learning to Speak for Purpose, Impact, and Profit. What a killer title. Corey, thanks so much for catching up with us. I know you got a busy schedule.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm absolutely ecstatic to be here.
So let's talk about your road to speaking, to emceeing, to getting up in front of people, to getting hired. How'd that all happen for you?
Kind of a weird, I'm going to say a weird way for it to come together and come to life. I actually got started, and I hadn't run into another speaker that followed the same path, so I think it's fairly unique. But I actually got started by having a happy accident and being tricked onto a stand-up comedy stage. And at the very same time, I had a business background, and so I essentially failed on a stand-up comedy stage week after week until I finally discovered the world of speaking, and because I had a business background, it seemed like a nice marriage to sort of marry all the things I liked about comedy and maybe a few of the things I didn't like to maybe get rid of those.
And when you first started off, what were some of the hurdles maybe you had, some of the challenges in the beginning to get where you are?
Well, first and foremost, I was terrified. of the idea of speaking on a stage. So my first hurdle, I think, was actually just making peace with the fact that I was going to be doing something that was extremely far outside my comfort zone. And so that was a major hurdle because that was essentially the core of everything I was doing. So, you know, what I was doing was essentially about 1,000 yards outside my comfort zone. So first of all, it was just, I guess, a lot of the, I'm going to call it maybe missteps that I made because I was just so inexperienced and also in my head every time I was up speaking. I was thinking about don't do this, don't do that. And so it was, I guess, the biggest hurdle I had was my own emotional, let's say, internal dialogue was probably the biggest. And then, you know, the second part is I thought because I was finally doing what I was scared to do and I was getting some good reviews from it, I thought that clients were just going to pour in and find me. And that didn't happen either. So those are probably the two biggest, I would say.
All right, I love that you thought the clients were going to pour in and find you. Wouldn't it be great if that happened?
Well, and you get promised that, you know, when you start speaking, you hear all these other speakers that say, basically, all my business is through referrals, and I don't reach out to anybody. I don't talk to anybody. They just call in and say, can we book you this date? And you hear all this stuff, and then you find it hard to find that speaker that actually has that happening.
Exactly. So tell us why you wrote the book. What made you want to write the book?
The biggest reason for me was I got asked the question over and over again. So kind of to this point that we're making, I got asked the question over and over again, how did you launch a speaking career? How can I launch one? How do you get paid to speak? And you seem to be booked a lot, so how are you getting booked so often to speak? So it was those kind of questions I kept getting. And then I started remembering what it was like for me early on and all the missteps I made. And I say trenches I fell down and manholes I fell down. And I said, I don't want other people to have to fall down the same ones I've fallen down if I can point them out to them. You know, why not have them jump over the manhole or avoid it altogether if I've already fallen down and can show them where it is? So really for me, it was a matter of getting asked the question so often and realizing I could bring something to the conversation and start teaching people all the things that took me 16 years to learn so that perhaps maybe they could start out on maybe a better foot than me and have a little more guidance than I did when I began. So that's sort of what inspired it.
I love it. You have a quote in your book from one of my friends, Diana Boer, where you say, if you can't write your message in a sentence, you can't say it in an hour. Explain that.
Yeah, so to me, and I'll even go one step further and say, we have a TEDx program where we help people with their TEDx talk, and people always ask me, how long is the training each week? And I say, you know what, it's video training, and I say, it's typically 20 to 30 minutes, because if I can't share it to you in 20 to 30 minutes, how dare I try to teach you how to land and share a TEDx talk in 18 minutes? So, you know, my belief is that a lot of times we basically try to over-explain stuff and we want to add stuff in so it makes it feel like it's more valuable. But to me, you really should be able to explain it quickly and you should be able to explain it, I'm going to say in a way that people can understand it very easily in a short amount of time. And if you can't, then you probably can't explain it at all. So to me, that's what that quote means.
I love that. And so tell us about TEDx, because everybody wants to give TED Talks, and TEDx is a great way, if you're lucky enough to get picked, to really nail home what you speak about. And even if you're somebody who's in business or does something else for a living and you still have to speak, it's a great way to get your message out there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's, in all honesty, I would say it's the biggest game changer. And that's a bold statement, but one of the things that you probably noticed this as well, Kate, is that with books, for example, they used to be the kind of the standard rule. And if you had a book out, you were considered the expert and bookings came to you and all that kind of stuff. But now it's so easy to have an international best-selling book on Amazon the day after you release the book. And I think most readers know that as well. And so TEDx Talks seem to gain in credibility and gain in prestige, while a lot of other things now have lost a little bit of their luster because it's so much easier to do. So with a TEDx talk, they know, people watching it, that there's a reason you're selected to be on that stage, and they know that it was more than one person that selected you to be there. So because of that, there's so much prestige there. I have to say, it's opened the doors for me. Each TEDx talk I delivered opened the doors for me more so than anything else I've ever done. And so it is really a big deal, because if you're a business owner, I mean, you can't talk about your business during your TEDx talk, but people will seek you out if they really resonate with your talk. At the same time, you can also list your talk all kinds of places to build your own credibility. i.e. your email signature, or you know, anywhere you do your bio, or on social media, you can say TEDx speaker on, and then list your topic, what you spoke on, put your link to your video. And so all of a sudden it opens up doors and gains credibility unlike anything else. But the cool thing is, even if only a small number of people watch your talk, when people hear you've done a TEDx talk, immediately they say, I have to listen. I have to listen to this person. So, yeah, it's a huge game changer.
Boy, that's a great tip right there. We're speaking with Corey Poirier, and his book is called The Book of Public Speaking, Learning to Speak. And so you said you've done this for 16 years. What's the coolest thing you've ever gotten to do? And I know that's a tough question.
Yeah, it is a tough question, and I'll you know, leave out three TEDx talks, because obviously that would be an easy answer because we just literally talked about it. So I would say, you know, those are obviously really big moments. But, you know, this is weird because it doesn't relate to speaking at all, but, you know, it's the true answer that comes to me right away is I actually got to be a volunteer fireman for a day because a client see me, well, a person that went to school, same place as me, saw one of my talks and then told me that he was, he worked for this fireman and woman, the fire person training school, and asked if I wanted to go through the process of what a volunteer fireman does. And so he invited me through that process and I got to live that. So to me, that was a pretty exciting moment. And again, it wasn't speaking at the same time, but it came from speaking.
Wow, very, very cool. What do you hope people take away from your book?
I hope people take away that two things. One, speaking is harder than a lot of people think. And, you know, I don't try to scare people out of it, but I want people to realize it's a little harder than people think. And I don't mean just on the stage. I mean building a speaking business. But secondly, I want people to realize that no matter where you start, even if you're the person sweating on the stage that almost falls off the stage, this can still all be learned. I've watched probably more speakers that were terrified on a stage and talked to more speakers that were terrified when they started who become amazing speakers than people that were naturally born to do it. So I hope people can read through that and the book and realize this stuff can all be learned and I can learn it too. So that would be my hope for a takeaway.
I love that. And see, because you're on these different stages, one thing that happens, and you talked about being a volunteer fireman for a day and what an awesome experience that was, but you also have brushes with fame, because when we travel and you're at different events, a lot of times there are some celebrities that are on hand. And I know you've interviewed a bunch of them. Do you have a favorite one?
Yeah, I get that question a lot, and it's a hard one to say a favorite, let's say, interview or person, but I can tell you, and this is still probably a favorite because of this reason, but a very memorable one. And in fact, there's two that stand out, but one is a gentleman named Robin Sharma, who wrote The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari and 10 other international best-selling books. And I did the interview with him while I had a toothache. And I didn't want to reveal that because I didn't want the interview to be canceled. And so I had to drink water to ease the toothache. But the factor that you don't consider when you're drinking that much water is now I'm going to need to go to the bathroom. And so the whole interview, if you listen to it, you'd never know. So that was kind of a win. But at the same time, I was pretty distracted in my head the whole time during the interview. So it made it very memorable. And then Jack Canfield, the Chicken Soup for the Soul co-creator, it took 4 months to get that interview. And there's a whole backstory as to how and what I had to do to actually make that interview come to life and get secured. And so because of those reasons, and both of those gentlemen delivered and knocked it out of the park, because of those reasons, those would be the most memorable and perhaps along the lines of among my favorites as well.
I absolutely love it. That's cool. Very cool. I love the toothache thing. That had to be something, sitting there with your tooth throbbing. I've only had, luckily, one of those, Corey, but it's horrible. So I don't know how you did that. You just tried to get it out, I guess.
Yeah, it was not easy. I'll say that much.
Brutal. All right, pick up his book. It's The Book of Public Speaking, Learning to Speak. Corey Poirier, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
It was my absolute pleasure, and thank you so much for inviting me.
The year United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
So thrilled to welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime Steve Forbes. Does he need an introduction? No. Are you kidding? I have to tell him this right at the start. One of the first magazines, Steve, that I got when I was a kid, you talked about what your father did to teach you about business. Well, what my grandfather did was he handed me a Forbes magazine when I think I was about 8 years old. So thrilled to have you on with us.
Well, good to be with you, and I'm glad you had such a wise grandfather. And obviously, reading Forbes, you look like a very bright person.
Thank you, Sierra.
I will vouch for her as well.
Yes, thank you very much. So I heard you speak today, and we were talking about what's on everybody's mind, of course, the tax bill. And you talked about how arduous it was, so many pages, et cetera, et cetera. But you also talked about that this is a good first step. And I'm kind of taking a shortcut here and paraphrasing what you said. But explain that to the listeners.
Well, it looked like the proverbial making of the sausage, not a very edifying sight, but the bill overall does more good than harm. Finally gets our tax rates on businesses back to where the rest of the world is, which will make us very competitive again, get more investment, which is how you get a higher standard of living. On the personal side, they could have done it better. I think they will in a couple of years. I see this as a down payment, not the be-all, end-all on tax bills. So see it as the first step of many to come.
And always you've been a big advocate for a flat tax, and I have to say I've read so much and listened to you speak about it, and you've certainly converted me. Do you think we will ever see a flat tax?
I think in several years the answer is yes, as it becomes clear that this current tax code just gets more and more complex, more and more corrupt, more and more of a burden on people. And people will see when you reduce the burden, not only of the tax rates themselves, but also the compliance costs, they'll say, we should have done this a long time ago.
Are there things we should be doing as citizens and as business owners beyond just calling our Congress people to help move it towards a flat tax? Do you think that there's action
we
can take?
The key thing is with your social networks is to get them to also get in contact with their representatives, ask questions, make it very clear this is an issue that is bubbling among the people. And eventually, our leaders, so-called, will get the message.
Right now, what would you say, and you talked about this a little bit, weaved it in and out of what you spoke about at the summit, but talking about the state of Republicans and, of course, coming up the midterms, et cetera, is it going to be abysmal for Republicans, or what do you think?
Well, the economy will help in most of the country. I think taking away state and local deductions the way they did it will hurt Republicans. And there are some left in blue states like New York, New Jersey, and California. So they did themselves unnecessary harm by the way they did this. But the key thing, too, is that people are so focused on Trump's style rather than the substance. And so they got to get back to the substance, and then I think they've got a good shot.
Kate and I are here at the Authority Summit in Charleston, South Carolina. We're with Steve Forbes. This is Forbes Books at Bedtime. It's such a great thrill to have you with us, Mr. Forbes. I am wondering if you think we could have reached this point of tax reform sooner had there been a Republican in office in the last 4 or the last 8 years.
The answer is yes, but we can't ignore the fact that we've had Republican presidents who have not pushed major changes in the tax code. So I blame Democrats, but also Republicans for being too timid. So there's no place for cowardly lions. We need roaring lions, and I think we're finally getting a bit of that back.
I'd be remiss not to ask you this because, Steve, I get asked this all the time. What do I think of Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies? What do you think of cryptocurrencies?
The way cryptocurrencies work today is that they're not money. When you have something that fluctuates in value, it can't be money. If you got paid in bitcoins as a worker, that would be great, but your employer would go out of business. If you had a house with a mortgage of $350,000 in bitcoin 4 or 5 years ago, you'd owe the bank today $49 million. So it's not going to work. The promise of these cryptocurrencies, until they make it stable, they won't be money, but they are developing the technology that will radically simplify the whole payment system and be a great boon for the consumer. So it's the tech side rather than the money side.
We are here at the Authority Summit. It's authority-summit.com. We're with Steve Forbes. This is Forbes Books and Forbes Books Radio. This is Forbes Books at Bedtime. I want to ask you about this notion of authority because many people are thinking, oh, what a bold new idea, and yet I tend to think that the idea of authority to a Forbes has been around for about 100 years.
Well, authority comes from people believing you're offering something that is good for them or you know what you're talking about. So that's why we're working on the book side. It's a way of establishing your authority, that you have expertise in a certain area and are worth paying attention to.
On that note, I want to say it's been a pleasure doing a Forbes book. My book, Deal With Your Own Destiny, Steve, comes out in March, so thank you so much for that. The connection just to your name has been tremendous, and bringing it back to when I was a kid, again, what a thrill.
Well, thank you, Kate, and I look forward to the introduction formally in March of your great new book. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Wow, just terrific to get a chance to catch up with Steve Forbes. You think about his background, back in the 80s, President Ronald Reagan appointed him as the head of the Board of International Broadcasting. And he also, in his storied history, helped Christine Todd Whitman's plan for a 30% cut in New Jersey's income tax over 3 years. And it was really her major boost in her win over the incumbent governor, James Florio. And then, of course, he entered into the Republican primaries for the president of the United States back in 1996 and 2000, and primarily, it's what I talked to him about there, running a campaign to establish a flat tax. He also, at the time, if you remember, because so much was being discussed then about this, and of course still is, he also supported the idea of reintroducing the 4.5% mortgages and term limits as well in 96. It's interesting. When he ran for prez those two times, he sold a little bit of Forbes, Inc. voting shares to other family members to help finance that run, because you know how much it costs. We've talked about it's crazy how much it costs to run for president, even now, so much more than then. And, you know, he had some popular ideas. I really remember liking some of what he had to say when he was running, but he didn't come too close to the Republican nomination, although he did win the Arizona and Delaware primaries in the 90s, if you remember that. And he supported, besides flat tax, free trade, health savings accounts. That's another thing that he talked about a lot. And also allowing people, we talk about Social Security payroll taxes, allowing people to opt out 75% of Social Security payroll taxes into personal retirement accounts. There was conversation about what's going to happen, and there still is that conversation. But to me, the flat tax, I love the whole flat tax plan. And I said it there. He really convinced me about that, because I remember him talking about a flat tax of 17% on all personal and corporate earned income. So unearned income, like pensions, inheritances, savings, etc., would be exempt. But he supported keeping the first 33,000 of income exempt from that too. So pretty interesting. I don't know. I thought he was really on to something. And I think there are a lot of people that embrace the idea of a flat tax. And I don't know if we'll see it in my lifetime. I mean, who knows how the span of my life, but I do think that that's going to come back around again. I really do, because of the frustrations of the struggle over what's happening with taxes, even still, and taking the ball and moving it a step forward, I believe that eventually what happens, the benefits of the flat tax, I think, outweigh some of what people are still trying desperately to cling to. So, again, just amazing to have a chance to spend some time with Steve Forbes and listen to him and listen to his funny, he's a very witty guy. Listen to some of his stories about his father, Malcolm, and what he did to really teach them about business when they were kids and what that was like. And just his sort of zest, I think, or excitement over business and where business is headed. And certainly you can see that when you see him on television, which every week he's on TV, he's always talking to Neil Cavuto. And I got that real sense that he loves doing that, and he loves the flat tax. And I agree. Again, what a thrill. Steve Forbes.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.